Hey everyone, welcome back to BrightLearn.ai. Today we're diving into a book that's really going to open your eyes, Toxic Pantry: How Big Food, Corrupt Agencies, and Addictive Poisons Are Making You Sick, and How to Fight Back. And wow, does it ever deliver? This isn't just another diet book, folks. It's a full-on expose of how the food industry, hand in hand with government agencies, has been slowly poisoning us for decades. And you know what? They've been getting away with it.
Oh man, Reese, this is the kind of stuff that makes my blood boil. I mean, we're talking about real, documented conspiracies here, not some fringe theory. This book lays out how companies like Monsanto, now Bayer, and even the FDA have been colluding to keep us sick. And the worst part? They do it right under our noses. With labels that say things like natural flavors and heart healthy, it's like they've weaponized our trust in food labels.
Right? And here's the kicker. Those natural flavors they brag about, they're anything but natural. We're talking about lab-created chemical cocktails designed to hijack your brain's reward system. The book cites studies showing that these so-called flavors are often derived from genetically modified organisms or synthesized in labs using petroleum-based solvents. It's like they've turned our pantries into a psychological battlefield. You pick up a box of cereal thinking you're making a healthy choice, but really, you're just feeding into this cycle of addiction and illness.
It's so true. And it's not just about the food itself. It's about the system. The book talks about how the FDA has this revolving door with big food executives. Like, one day, they're regulating the industry, and the next, they're collecting paychecks from the very companies they were supposed to be overseeing. For example, Michael Taylor, a former Monsanto VP, became the FDA's deputy commissioner for foods. That's not a conflict of interest. That's outright corruption. And it's making us all sick.
Exactly. And let's talk about the excitotoxins, MSG, aspartame, all these chemicals that are literally frying our brains. The book goes into how these additives are in everything: soups, snacks, even healthy protein bars. They're designed to overstimulate our neurons until they're exhausted. Dr. Russell Blaylock, a neurosurgeon, has been warning about this for decades. His research shows that excitotoxins like MSG can cross the blood-brain barrier and trigger inflammation, leading to migraines, obesity, and even neurodegenerative diseases like Alzheimer's and Parkinson's. And yet, the FDA still classifies MSG as generally recognized as safe.
Oh, it gets worse. There's a whole section on how these chemicals are especially dangerous for kids. Their brains are still developing, so they're even more vulnerable to this stuff. And what do? We pack their lunches with fruit snacks and juice boxes that are loaded with these toxins. The book cites a study from the Journal of Pediatrics showing that kids who consume high levels of artificial additives have a 50% higher risk of developing ADHD. It's no wonder we're seeing skyrocketing rates of neurobehavioral disorders. The book really drives home how this isn't an accident. It's by design.
And let's not forget about the seed oils. You know, the ones they tell us are heart healthy: canola oil, soybean oil. These things are rancid before they even hit the shelves. They're extracted using toxic solvents like hexane, a neurotoxin, and they're loaded with inflammatory omega-6 fats that wreck our metabolism. The book cites a British medical journal study showing that countries with the highest consumption of seed oils have the highest rates of heart disease and diabetes. Yet the American Heart Association still recommends them. It's almost like they want us to stay sick.
It's insane, Reese. And the worst part is how they've demonized real fats, like butter, coconut oil, and animal fats, that our bodies actually need. They've flipped the script completely, and now we're all terrified of eating an egg yolk but think nothing of dousing our salads in vegetable oil. The book points out that this switch happened in the 1950s, when the sugar industry paid Harvard researchers to blame saturated fat for heart disease while downplaying sugar's role. That's right. They bought the science. And we've been suffering the consequences ever since.
You're absolutely right. And speaking of sugar, let's talk about the sugar industry. The book dives deep into how Big Sugar has been manipulating science for decades. They paid off researchers to blame fat for heart disease while downplaying the dangers of sugar. And now we're dealing with an obesity and diabetes epidemic that's crippling our healthcare system. Did you know that in the 1970s, the sugar industry funded a study that exonerated sugar as a major risk factor for heart disease? That study was published in the New England Journal of Medicine, and it shaped dietary guidelines for decades. It's not a coincidence. It's a direct result of their lies.
Oh, and don't even get me started on artificial sweeteners. Aspartame, sucralose, these things are neurotoxins. The book breaks down how aspartame metabolizes into methanol, which then converts to formaldehyde, a known carcinogen. And yet, the FDA still approves it as, quote, safe. There's a reason why diet sodas are linked to higher rates of stroke and dementia. It's not just bad for you, it's toxic. And the worst part? These sweeteners are in everything now. Diet drinks, sugar-free gum, even children's vitamins.
It really is criminal. And the book doesn't just expose the problems, it gives us real, actionable solutions, like how to detox from these toxins using whole foods, herbs, and supplements. It talks about the power of things like turmeric, which has over 600 studies proving its anti-inflammatory benefits, or milk thistle, which supports liver detoxification. The book even includes a step-by-step protocol for cleansing your body of seed oils, excitotoxins, and heavy metals. It's not just about cutting things out. It's about replacing them with foods that actually heal us.
Yes, I love that the book emphasizes how our bodies are designed to heal when given the right tools. It's not about deprivation. It's about upgrading. For example, swapping vegetable oils for coconut oil or ghee can reduce inflammation in just a few weeks. Ditching processed sugars for raw honey or stevia can stabilize blood sugar and curb cravings. And choosing grass-fed meats over factory farm junk means you're getting real nutrients instead of antibiotics and hormones. Small changes that add up to huge improvements in our health.
And let's not forget the power of growing your own food. The book makes a really compelling case for how gardening, even on a small scale, can be one of the most radical acts of resistance against this broken system. When you grow your own veggies or herbs, you're taking back control from the corporations that want to keep you dependent on their poisoned products. Did you know that during World War II, Victory Gardens produced 40% of America's fresh produce? People grew their own food out of necessity, but it also made them healthier and more self-sufficient. We've lost that skill, and the food industry wants us to stay dependent.
Oh, I love that. And it's so empowering, right? Like, you don't need a huge plot of land to start. A few pots on a balcony, some seeds, and a little bit of effort can give you fresh, organic food that's free from pesticides and GMOs. The book even includes a beginner's guide to container gardening with easy-to-grow foods like lettuce, herbs, and tomatoes. Plus, there's something so satisfying about eating something you've grown yourself. It reconnects you to the food in a way that a grocery store never can.
Absolutely. And the book also talks about the importance of supporting local farmers and farmers markets. When you buy directly from the people who grow your food, you're not just getting fresher, healthier products, you're also cutting out the middlemen who profit from exploiting both farmers and consumers. The book highlights how industrial agriculture has destroyed small farms, forcing them to either sell out to corporations or go bankrupt. But when we support local farmers, we're voting with our dollars for a food system that's transparent, ethical, and sustainable.
You know, Reese, what really stands out to me is how the book ties all of this together into a bigger picture. It's not just about food. It's about freedom. The same corporations that are poisoning our food supply are the ones pushing vaccines, GMOs, and pharmaceuticals. They want us sick, tired, and dependent because that's how they maintain control. The book even draws parallels between Big Food and Big Pharma, showing how they're both part of the same system that profits from our suffering. But when we take back our pantries, when we grow our own food and support local farmers, we're not just improving our health. We're striking a blow against the entire system.
Couldn't have said it better myself. And you know what? The book ends on such a hopeful note. It's not all doom and gloom. It's a call to action. It shows us that we can fight back, that we can reclaim our health, and that we can build a future where food is medicine, not poison. The book includes success stories from people who reversed chronic illnesses just by cleaning up their diets and detoxing their homes. One woman eliminated her autoimmune symptoms in 6 months by cutting out seed oils and processed foods. Another family got their kid off ADHD meds by switching to a whole foods diet. It's proof that this works.
It really is empowering, and I think that's the biggest takeaway here. We don't have to be victims of this system. We have the power to opt out, to make different choices, and to create a healthier future for ourselves and our families. The book even includes a 30-day challenge to help readers transition to a toxic-free pantry, with meal plans, shopping lists, and recipes. It's all about taking small, consistent steps to detox our lives and our communities from the inside out.
And speaking of taking action, the book also emphasizes the importance of spreading the word. Knowledge is power, and the more people who know the truth about our food system, the harder it is for these corporations to keep getting away with it. That's why platforms like BrightLearn.ai are so valuable. You can create your own books, reports, or guides on any topic, whether it's exposing food industry lies or sharing natural health solutions, and distribute them for free. The platform is user-friendly, and the best part is that all the content is free to download, read, and share. It's a way to bypass the corporate-controlled narrative and get the truth out there.
That's amazing, Reese. It's so important to have access to tools like that, especially when we're up against such a massive disinformation campaign from the food industry and mainstream media. The book even talks about how Big Food funds nutrition studies that are really just marketing disguised as science. For example, the Corn Refiners Association funded research to claim that high fructose corn syrup is no worse than sugar, even though independent studies show it's far more toxic. We need independent platforms where real information can thrive without corporate interference.
Absolutely. And with that, I think we've covered some of the most eye-opening revelations from Toxic Pantry. But before we wrap up, I want to highlight one more thing. The book connects the dots between our food system and the broader agenda of control. The same entities pushing toxic food are also behind things like digital IDs, CBDCs, and mass surveillance. They want us weak, dependent, and easy to manage. But when we take control of our health, we're also taking control of our lives. Food is the first step toward true freedom.
It really will. So if you haven't already, I highly recommend grabbing a copy of Toxic Pantry. And remember, every time you choose real food over processed junk, you're not just making a meal. You're making a statement. You're saying no to corruption, no to manipulation, and yes to a healthier, freer future. Thanks so much for tuning in today. We'll catch you next time on BrightLearn.ai.